Let's bring in Cheryl Smith, Trillium Asset Management economist and portfolio manager. And Cheryl, you heard Jared sort of teasing the idea of a Santa Claus rally. How much upside do you see going into year end?
I think we do see some upside going into year end. Probably overdone a bit on the declines that we saw through the last few days. We are a bit more reserved in our outlook for 2022. However, we think that we're probably going to see only moderate increases in earnings on the basis of the somewhat slowing GDP in 2022. And we also think that the market is pretty well priced for high, we've already got pretty high price earnings ratios in there. So we think that we'll probably see a little bit more earnings compression. So there's kind of a blow off here, and then probably pretty good through the first half of 2022. And then looking a lot less positive for the last half of 2022.
Yeah, I mean, you've got a year end target of 4,900 for the S&P 500, about 7% upside, as you point out, from yesterday's close. Obviously, we've seen it come back from those lows. How much of this would you say is about this influx of liquidity that we've gotten from the Fed being pulled back as we see this tightening cycle accelerate?
I would say it is partly from the tightening cycle beginning, although we're not anticipating more than two increases in prices. And we do see the inflation outlook moderating. I would say I would tie it more to the collapse of expectations on the Build Back Better plan passing. We think that if it does pass, it will be in a much, much smaller space due to the announcement of Manchin over the weekend. And that is a significant withdrawal of fiscal stimulus. So on the basis of that, we see economic growth being in the 3% range, the 2.5% to 3% range, which, while still good by the post-financial crisis era, is markedly down from where we are this year. So we think we're going to be seeing those very rosy expectations and price for perfection that's built in now moderating a lot. And that's the basis for our much more modest anticipation of what's going to happen in 2022.
On Build Back Better, we did see Goldman Sachs lower its growth forecast as well on the expectation that it's basically been put on hold for now. We've heard a number of lawmakers talk about potentially passing this in a piecemeal fashion. How supportive do you think that would be, on the fiscal side of things, if it's not about this roughly $2 trillion bill, but it is about significant chunks of it being passed in a more drawn out timeline? How big of a bump would you anticipate from that?
I would anticipate that the bump from passing it in a piecemeal fashion is significantly less than if you took it as a whole. There are expectational elements included in it. There are also a number of elements in the Build Back Better plan, which are really investment in the future. And so investment is always about anticipations of the future. If we do not have the investments that were anticipated in the Build Back Better plan in childhood education, in healthcare, in a number of things that make it possible for families to continue to participate or to improve their participation in the workforce, and investments that really improve the quality of the workforce in the future, I think that that will moderate businesses' expectations of what they can expect from productivity in the future. So I think it would be much more positive for the economy as a whole to see it all pass together rather than piecemeal. That said, if I can't have anything, I will take some of the piecemeal parts, but I feel that many of the parts that are most useful in terms of helping women and families and workers participate in the economy in the future are the parts that are going to be most likely to be left to the side.
Okay, Cheryl Smith, some good takeaways there. Trillium Asset Management economist and portfolio manager.